After about a three-week hiatus, welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. In Parshas Achrimos, we have the discussion about the Avoda of Yom Kippur, the very holy, exalted annual Avoda. And the Parsha tells us at the very beginning, Parak Tesayin Pasuk Beis, that Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, Mibeis LaParochas. You're not able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest part of the Mishkan, or later the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you want. El Pnei HaKapores, Asher Al HaAron, towards the Kapores, which is on top of the Aron, right, the Holy Ark. V'lo Yamus, and so that you shouldn't die. If you do this, if you go whenever you want, you simply walk in, you can die. Ki Benon Ere Al HaKapores, because Hashem says, I appear in a cloud on the Kapores. And if we take a look at Targum Yonasan over here, so we have the word at the end of the pasuk. It says, "Ikari shchinti miskilei al beis kapore," because my shchina, my divine presence, is revealed on the beis kapore, which seems to be the house of the kapores or the house of kapara. Now, what's so troubling about this is that this word kapores is used twice in our pasuk. It says, El Pnei HaKapores, that you're going towards the Kapores. And then Hashem says, because I appear on top of the Kapores. But when you take a look at Targum Yonasan, so the first time he translates Kapores, he says, Likdam Kafurta, which just seems to be an Aramaic translation of Kapores. It's called the Kafurta in Aramaic. But then when it says the second time, Ala Kapores, it says, Al Beis Kapore, on the house of the Kapores, or the house of the of Kapara. What's going on here? And the truth is, this is not just Targum Yonasan. This is Unklus as well. Unklus also translates the first mention of Kapara as Kapurta, and the second translation as Al Beis Kapurta, the house of Kapurta, the house of the Kaparas. And also, I didn't look up every single time, but I looked up many other times. Basically every other time, at least before this Parsha, where we have the term Kapores, and Targum Unkelus and Targum Yonasan both translate Kapores as Kapurta. So Kapurta seems to be the simple Aramaic translation, but we have to figure out why over here, at the second time it's mentioned in this Pasuk, they translate it as Beis Kapurta or Beis Kapore. What does that mean? So one answer that you could say through al derech pshat, which is brought down by the Bir Yonasan b'shem the Avas Yonasan, that it really just means the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Avas Yonasan brings a couple of proofs that we can refer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim as the house of the Kapores. One source is a pasuk in Devar Yom, another source is a Gemara in Zvachim. So we see it in Mikra, we see it in Chazal, that maybe the Beis HaKaporos, the house of the Kaporos, could be a reference to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that would seem to fit very nicely, I think, with Unkelus especially, right? This is what it's saying, that, the Pasuk is talking about, first it's talking about the object of the Kaporos, and then it's talking about the Hashem appearing in the house of the Kapores, the room of the Kapores, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and especially Unkelus, who says Beis Kapurta. It's not even Beis Kapore. He says Beis Kapurta, meaning that literally means the house of the Kapores. So that could be the pshat over here. However, when it comes to Targum Yonasan, it's a little bit harder to say. You can say that, but he doesn't say Beis Kapurta, the house of the Kapores, but rather Beis Kapore, the house of it sounds like a house of Kapara. So the there's another suggestion brought down by the Bir Yonasan that it's a reference to the Midrash. There's a Midrash in Shmos Rabbah that says Loma Nikra Kapores. Why is the Kapores called the Kapores? Right, the cover of the Aron is called a Kapores. Shahaya Mechaper Li Yisrael, because it provides Kapara for Klal Yisrael, provides atonement for Klal Yisrael, and that's why says Bir Yonasan, the pasuk over here Targum Yonasan is calling it the Beis Kapore, the house of the Kapara, because the Kapores helps bring about the Kapara. Now, that's also, you have to try to figure out what's going on here. Why is the here of all places? It's called it's mentioning that the Kapores has this quality of bringing Kapara. And I think that we have an even greater question that we have to ask, and I don't want to take up too much time, but just, it's very interesting that there's even an item called the kapores. What you know, we have it's a cover of the aron. It seems like one small piece of an aron, and for some reason it gets its own name. It's the kapores. Now, in general, it might just be, you know, kapores might be a lashon, an expression of like covering up, so it's like the cover of the aron. But maybe Targum Yonason is revealing something much deeper over here, that it's not just the cover of the aron, but especially over here in this context, we see that it's something that actually provides kapara. What is the kapores doing? What is it? So it's something that's on top of the aron, and it's under the kruvim. You know, we typically, I think, imagine that kapara is, you know, something that's very, very distant and far, and it's, you know, there's someone angry far away from me who wants to punish me, and I earn a kapara to get into his good graces. It's something very distant, this idea of kapara, right? Someone's really, really mad, someone I don't like and I don't really know, but they're mad at me and I don't want to get in trouble. But over here we see that where is the source of kapara? It's in the kapores. It's the kapores is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It is right over the Holy Torah. It is under the Kruvim, and the two Kruvim, Chazal tell us, symbolize Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael, his love towards us, our love towards him. And right at the center of all of that, in this very intimate location of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have the kapores. That kapara is not... it's not something that's distant and far. It's something that's rebuilding a relationship, and it's also where there's an idea of being able to cover up, right? To be kofir something, to cover up and to overlook because of love. We have this idea in Chazal, it's brought down in Chassidus a lot, about this great love that Hashem has for us. You have it especially on Shabbos and certain other times and places where there's such a great love for us that Hashem is able to overlook our Averos. And it seems like that's what the Kapara over here of the Kapores is, especially when we're talking about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And it's a very, and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's a kind of great intimacy and great love and great connection between us and Hashem. And we have this special item, this kli of the Beis HaMikdash, called the kapores. So Targum Yonason clues us in over here. And yes, it's true, kapores maybe means, you know, you would translate it as kapurta, a cover in general. But over here, when we're talking about this very special avoda, and this very special time, and this very special place, with this very special kli, so it's not just the cover, but it's also base kapore, that it's the house of kapara. That kapara is here. This is where kapara is located. It's located in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's located in a place that symbolizes the great, intimate, deep, beautiful, special relationship between us and Klal Yisrael. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha, especially during this time of Sfira, is also a time of kapara, of growing and of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have Yom Kippur falling out here. It's very fitting, especially following after Pesach and Shir Shirim and Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, this great love that we have for Klal Yisrael. And ultimately, when we get to Matan Torah and Shavuos, and we say Nasa V'Nishma, and we commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. So this is the perfect time to tap into this, the koach of the kapores, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to be able to connect to all of these amazing inyanim. Have a beautiful Shabbos.